So looks like the red wokes are woken. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
It's the one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are? Some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, and that's
I was
good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Hold on, let me do my promo tweet. Hold on, damn it. Sometimes I don't do these. Today we doing them. Mostly because I set it up that way. Hold on a second. Ooh, this window. Let's take Rumble. People could join on Rumble. Let's get this up. And then, boom. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
Hold on. Okay, there we go. My earpiece is acting funky. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? It's Hotep Thursday. Happy Hotep Thursday.
Hotep.
Oh, yeah, we in here. Pause just in case. What did I say? Strong Dad said, I'm glad to announce I'm a proud owner of a coochie bag.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Ah, shit. He done made it to the meme coin game. Listen, coochie has treated me very well. And I mean that in more ways than one. Shout out to the Haram Life Podcast. Make sure y'all listen to the Haram Life Podcast, our sister station. Hotep CPA, DJ Protocol, Goldstein in his owl, Steph Colonel, Rudy the Vet Russo. Beware, when you're on your way to Hotepistan, you will have to traverse the Vet's Valley. Let's be clear. Fresh Mike in the house. What up, Fresh Mike? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Been talking a lot about meme coins this week. Coochie is the meme coin of the day, might be of the month. I mean, just so before we get into what we got to get into, I have this rule, right, where I don't take suggestions for investments from people. Okay. And every single time I break this rule, I brutally pay for it, okay? So, a couple months back, we had a caller call in, right? And he suggested that we should buy, hold on, let me find it. It was MicroStrategy and iBit, okay? MicroStrategy and iBit. Let me take a look at what we got going on here. So I took his advice reluctantly. He's probably listening. I'm very upset. And on MicroStrategy, I'm down 26%. And on iBit, I'm down 9%. This is the only thing in my portfolio I'm down on, except for Tesla. Everything else, I'm up. Just stick to what I know, right? Stick to what I know works. Last night, I got a message from one of my crypto people. I don't want to say any names, but one of my crypto people said, hey, we just aped into this meme coin, okay? And it was on Pump.Fun, and I was just like, all right. I just had a huge success on Pump.Fun with Coochie, and I was like, why not give a stab at this? Well, come to find out, I'm down like 95% of a sol on that bag. Okay, now it's down to like 90, it's like 95%. So huge failure listening to somebody else. If I shared that in the group and you bought that, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Looking at the wrong thing here. Yeah, it's like down like 60%, I would say. Like 60%. So we aped into the pause. Joe Biden had the pause situation going yesterday, so I aped into it. And yeah, looks like I'm down at least 50% on that one. So I'm going to stick to the rivers and the waterfalls that I'm used to going forward, because I'm the only one who knows what the fuck is going on.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
You know, I know how to find the good finds. You know. Blake says, kind of late, so trying to figure out buying AOC on Photon. Basically, buy Sol on Phantom Wallet, which will allow you to purchase AOC on Photon. Yeah, that's right. So I'm over here texting somebody in our Telegram group. We have a Super Dap group. You can join that. Link in the description box below. This is our Telegram group. Join the group and get my very real plays. Devin said, finally made it to a live. Great rising, Hotep. Salute.
Hotep.
Welcome, man. Welcome to your first live. So, yeah. So, going forward, I'm going to stick to it. Now, the funny thing is, the timing of all this is absolutely impeccable. Because I had Crypto Blood on last week, last Monday. He told us about the Coochie Coin and some other projects he was working on. So I aped into the Coochie Coin on Pump.Fun, and I got in before it hit the bonding curve. Then I woke up the next morning, and I saw my biggest gain yet in the meme coin business, okay? It was so crazy that I wanted to trade it with my bot. So I just did like a market buy on my bot and didn't expect anything. I just wanted to be able to monitor it in my portfolio from the bot. And Coochie is it's my best performing asset. I'm up 46%, and that's from my bot buy, not from my Pump.Fun buy, which is living in a separate wallet. So, you know, just great timing that we had him on last week and got into that. But I basically 10X'd. I basically did a 10X on that flip. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally 10X'd. And when I woke up and I was like, because I don't know how to do this shit. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how to do this shit. I'm very new. Right. So that was my first Pump.Fun experience. And I've looked at some things on Pump.Fun, blah, blah, blah. But that was my first Pump.Fun experience. So then what happens is, after it meets all the requirements, the market cap, liquidity, bonding curve, all of these things, then it goes to exchanges, I guess. And we were talking about this earlier. Is that an IPO? Is an ICO? Do we have any experts here on meme coins? Is it called an ICO? I don't know. We were kind of arguing about that back and forth in the Telegram. I'm not sure if it's officially an ICO. But it went to exchanges. I checked my Phantom wallet, and I was like, I definitely did not put that much in the Coochie. Why is there commas now in my Phantom wallet? Hotep's been told you.
Hotep.
So if you guys were paying attention last week and you got in on Coochie, you should be happy. Coochie makes the world go round. So yeah, it's our meme coin of the day. Make sure you follow SuperDap AI on X for some more opportunities to break bread with the Hoteps. I'm going to put that on your screen here. Here we go. SuperDap AI, 2 P's, SuperDap AI. Make sure you go give them a follow. So you can be abreast to all of the happenings on that front. Also last night, I tested out the dollar cost average feature. because I was trying to get into a play. I was trying to get into this play on this one meme coin, and none of my buy limits were rocking. So basically, I did a 3-hour DCA. So every 3 hours, the bot was buying, right? So I woke up this morning, had a whole bunch of buys, and I just, it just would never trigger. This particular meme coin would not go down to the level that I thought was a good buying level. So I decided the first try. I decided for the first time to try out the dollar cost average, and I set it to, like, you know, increments of a sol, just to see what happened. And it was just buying little by little by little by little. And then this morning I turned the DCA off. Actually, a few hours ago I turned the DCA off, and I'm up 14%, just DCAing on that one meme coin. So DCAing is also another way to get into this game. If you guys want the link to the Telegram bot, I'll put it in the chat, and I'll put it in the description box. Give me a second. This is, full disclosure, this is my affiliate link. And basically what happens is, you know, you enter the pyramid scheme, and then I think there's some incentives for us. I know there's an incentive for me. Hold on, let me get this link for you really fast. Why is it not allowing me to copy and paste? Okay, let's try this way. There we go. All right. So I'm going to put this in here. And this is the trading bot. And I think this is the safest way to, or the smartest way to get into meme coin trades. So I just put that link in the chat. And let me add it. Did I add it in the description box yet? No, I didn't. I'm going to put meme coin bot, and I'll put a link to it right there. Let me hit save, and now it's in the description box. All right, let's get into what we got to get into. Shout out to the Syscoin team, the Medici family holding me down. Appreciate you as a sponsor. Grifties is dropping tonight. Grifties will be officially aired tonight, so go look out for that. Sometime before the show. Is this Telegram? Okay, let me quit Telegram before I get notifications. Let's see what we got. So we're going to talk about Greg Abbott today. We got a black pastor has said that black men have adopted a victim mindset. We're going to take a look at that. IRS is using AI to target citizens. We're going to take a look at that. Looks like they arrested some founders of a cryptocurrency mixing service. We're going to take a look at that. We have Hulu has mentioned the Hoteps. There's a show coming to Hulu that has mentioned the Hoteps. We're going to take a look at that in just a moment. But first, let's start off with some laughs. I found this tweet here. Lolo posted this. And, I watched like the first 30 seconds yesterday, and then I was like, I don't want to finish it. I want to save this for the show tomorrow and watch it all together with you all. So this is Pierce Morgan, and I think this is the lady that maybe some of you guys saw the viral clip, but she verbally accosted Alec Baldwin, I believe it was, and he smacked the phone out of her hand. So here she is on Pierce Morgan. Let's take a listen.
Pierce fucking Morgan. You're asking too many questions.
Just for the record, my name is actually just Pierce Morgan.
What's wrong with saying free Palestine? Pierce, can you say free Palestine for me? Can you say free Palestine for me?
If you stop shouting, yeah.
I want you to say it.
Yes, I'm happy to say.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to shout.
If you just,
Mr. Pierce Morgan.
If you just keep quiet, I can answer your question. Yes, I'm very happy to say that.
I'm never quiet, Pierce.
Sorry, you're still talking.
I'm never quiet.
Okay, but try.
I'm never
otherwise
quiet,
I can't.
Pierce. I cannot.
You ask me to do something. If you don't shut up, I can't give you the answer.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up for you.
I absolutely believe that Palestine should be free. Yes.
Oh, okay. And how are we gonna do that, Pierce? Give us the answers, Pierce Morgan. Give us the fuck. fucking answers. Yeah, how are we going to make Palestine free?
Yeah, if it was as simple
as how are we going to do it?
If it was as simple as me just giving a simple answer now, it would have been done by now. It's a very complicated issue. But let me ask you again. Let me ask you again, seriously, why did you do what you did to Alec Baldwin, and what did you hope to achieve?
Alec Baldwin, look at me. Pierce, honestly. Pierce, look at my body. Look at this. Look at me. Pierce, I was maimed by a white man.
Listen, like I understand you're a performative artist. I understand you're trying to make everybody laugh. You've made your
brain.
Joke about your terrible maiming.
You're a satellite. You're lashing me.
Right. Okay. I'm not lashing you.
I was beaten. This is the third. The third white man to beat me this week.
Right.
Third white man. Yesterday, my white boyfriend beat the shit out of me. This is the third white man. Monday was Alec. The second day was another white man. Third day, Pierce Morgan is beating me up on international TV.
Nah, I need the whole segment, yo. I need the whole segment. Hey, I don't know what her politics, beliefs, or none of that shit is, but I like her. I like her. She's funny. She is funny. This is great performance art. This is amazing. Where's Zandhoven? Zandhoven, are you enjoying this? I know you always want the big brain commentary, but are you enjoying this? I feel like Piers Morgan is the Jerry Springer of England. Is that true? Is that what he is? Is this Alex Stein's black cousin? Yo, her and Alex Stein should definitely collab. That would shatter the earth dimensional portal realm. Or whatever the fuck I was trying to say. She's full on Trump, is she? Oh, she's amazing. I know I liked her. Grifty winner? Definitely a grifty nominee. That's definitely great. The funny part is she got all that chalk and shit around her face. She white faced herself. Got in a costume. Made it look like she got beat up. Amazing, 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 amazing. All right, let's take a look. Let's take a look at the next story here. This is a bit concerning for me. This is a bit concerning. So the official trailer for Black Twitter, A People's History is out. It will premiere on Hulu May 9th. And I said, I've never seen any of these blacks a day in my life. And why are you bringing up Hotep Twitter? I'm bearish. Let's take a look at this.
You know you're black when you cancel plans when it's raining.
You know you're black when you wear a tall tee.
You know you're black when you can go to a cookout late and still be early.
Yo, where do we come up with these?
What was your digital footprint like before Black Twitter?
Yo, don't know who any of these people are, bro. Who's this lady? Who is she? I don't know who any of these people are. These people are not a part of Black Twitter. Just because you're black doesn't mean you're part of Black Twitter. What is going on? Whew.
Black voices.
You know what it is? It seems like they went and got all the effeminate men, all the feminists, basically all the, you know, white liberal approved voices and threw them in front of a camera.
Black planet.
I spent a lot of time on MySpace.
But Twitter was different. You
Black Twitter created a space to experience things together.
There's a Hotep Twitter.
Black music.
You saw that? Did y'all see that? There's a Hotep Twitter. There's a Hotep Twitter. Why are they bringing our names up? What do we got to do with this? Why have they... See, they're going to get cursed by the mummies. This is how the curse happens. They're going to be cursed. The people that put this together are going to... They're going to receive a curse because you cannot disturb... The spirit of Hotep, of Amenhotep, one through however many there were. You cannot disturb the spirit of the pharaohs. They're going to be cursed. They if they mention Hotep Twitter, they better have done right by us. But I have a feeling they've taken another shot at us. I just have a funny feeling, you know, looking at the track record of this liberal propaganda. They love to put Hoteps in the crosshairs. They love to target us. They love to denigrate us. They love to castigate us. They love to poke fun. And I'm not here for the fracas. I'm not here for the fracas. I'm just not.
Twitter.
Black music Twitter.
There's definitely Twitter after dark.
And I,
is this thing on?
Black people bring value to every place we gather.
Now come on.
We move the culture forward.
We did it, Joe.
Based on who?
Now come on.
Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham? Who the hell is Jason Parham? Who is he? Who is this guy? Here we go. Jason Parham. Let's see. Let's see. Let me put this on the screen real big. Pause. All right. American writer and editor. Works at The Wired. The founder and editor-in-chief of literary magazine Spook. Gawker Fader. All right. Out of Los Angeles. Born in Ladera Heights. Is Ladera Heights thorough, or is this like, is this privileged area? I don't know who. I don't know. I don't know. Let's go back. Never heard of this guy. Y'all heard of him before? Is he legit, or is he a spook? Chat, you tell me. Is he legit, or is he a spook? What's up with this cat?
Why is this new invention shaking up the billion-dollar video surveillance industry?
He an agent? Yeah, I agree, Spotless. Zulu, yeah, Zulu, I checked the page for those four letters. Nothing came up, but I have a feeling he's in that group. Lil Nas X Twitter? Yeah, this is definitely Lil Nas X Twitter. All right, let's go back.
We move the culture forward.
We did it, Joe.
I do know one thing.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We did it, Joe. Right after they said, see, you got to watch this like 80 times just to catch every little piece of propaganda and nuance.
We move the culture forward.
We did it, Joe.
We move the culture forward. We did it, Joe. What? What? A Savage said Ladera Heights is the richest black neighborhood in the USA. Is that true? So he comes from privilege. I kind of figured that.
I do know one thing, is that when black Twitter showed up, it was at the most important time.
We can kiki all we want, but when you're black, you can't avoid the reality.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It's a little bit thick right here. Shorty little thick. We might. She needs an intervention here. I'm concerned. This is a need for an intervention. I don't know what's going on with this, sis. Never seen it before, but she needs an intervention. I'm concerned.
We can kiki all we want, but when you're black, you can't avoid the realities of this world.
And I might never come back.
Oh, fuck. They're going to make us look like victims again. And as soon as they do that, back to Black Lives Matter. So we did it, Joe. We're victims. Black Lives Matter. It's some weak black boule shit.
It's way bigger than just fun and jokes.
Oh, God, no. No, we let Black Lives Matter go a long time ago.
We used it to create change intentionally.
We say I'm ready.
Talking about like Black History Matters, this is like Black history.
This historical record, you could turn it off like that.
And I might never come down.
Black history.
Change intentionally.
Wait, what?
This is fun and jokes.
We used it to create.
Black Lives Matter, say her name. Oscar's so white. Yo, we don't even support that Oscar's so white shit. That's corny. If they gun me down, me too. Yo, this is some liberal bullshit.
Change intentionally.
We stay on ready.
Talking about like Black History Matters. This is like Black history.
Well, how do these niggas sound soft as shit? Barack Obama, yes we can.
This historical record, he could turn it off like that. And I might never come down.
Black Twitter.
Black people always do. We don't die.
We multiply.
Oh. This is how they create new blacks. It's this type of propaganda. This is how they create new blacks. And they destroy black culture with this lavity black shit. This is some white liberal paid for, bought and sold. Give us your soul. Propaganda bullshit. I fucking hate this show. I can't wait. I want to watch it to get the Hotep segment, but I think I'm going to have to, one of y'all going to have to take something for the, y'all going to have to take one for the team and find a Hotep clip. I can't watch it. I'm going to get upset. I'm going to get mad. I'm going to get upset. My blood pressure going to rise. I'm going to get more grays. I just can't do it. I can't do it. One of y'all going to have to watch it for me and then send me the clip because I can't watch the whole thing. I'm going to get really upset. So yeah, any of our wonderful people of the Yamnaya tribe, Corded Ware tribe, this ain't black folks, okay? Whatever you see in this is does not represent black folks, okay? So let's be clear. If you are a white person, a so-called white person in the chat, let's be clear. This is not a representation of us. I want to make that clear. This show, Black Twitter, is not about Black Twitter. It's liberal propaganda, and these black folks who work for white liberals in all of their news publications don't represent us. Please remember that. And tell a friend to tell a friend. Like tell a friend to tell a friend. Seriously, because you're going to have the red wokes running around thinking this is black folks, and this is not black folks. This is hot garbage. In fact, I'll show you. Let's just pull up the comments and I'll show you what the community says. Here's the community. Duke Lucas, they all seem like new blacks. They turned Black Twitter doc into some election year propaganda. Okay, so you're going to see a lot of pushback. The non-famous black people who built Black Twitter watching this.
Clay about us? Wait, is this fucking Clay about us?
Right here, the Black Twitter representatives. I don't know these people. I don't know these people. Who is this? Dear racism, I am not my grandparents. Sincerely, these hands. What? I've never seen these people a day in my life. Never heard of these people. Somebody said they done whitewashed a Black Twitter documentary. This person here says, I don't know. This just feels detached and performative for the masses. Not true to what the Black Twitter user experience, influence, and significance really is.
Who are these niggas?
I cried laughing when I was
You know what I'm saying? like, we need to stay away from these niggas.
This might be worse than the Freaknik documentary. Non-celebrity black people who actually paved the way.
Wait a minute. I started this barbecue shit. Is this the motherfucking Thanksgiving?
Wait a minute. That's enough. Wait a minute.
Another person. I feel like this is going to miss the mark. It's like black entertainment either has to be coony or corny, no in between. Now the white masses gonna know more intel about us. LOL. Why? No, this is not intel about us. This got to be a new black. He's got to be a new black. It's just. I'm sure somebody pushed back. They're like, what? This is not intel. Very unappealing. This guy says, who are these people? How to end something cool, part 398. Somebody says, this representation matters ass doc. Yeah, this is for the people who are like, oh, representation matters. Fat Kid Deals, been a part of Black Twitter for a really long time, says, so, and this account, I don't wear condoms. This is a real account. And this is why they won't show the real Black Twitter, because the real Black Twitter has some crazy names and was really wild, right? And it says, so the account, I don't wear condoms, or any flyout stories on here, because, like, yeah, like, where are the real Black Twitter stories, man? All those flyout stories, the fight in Temecula, Cooley Bravo cooking crack on Twitter, like, where is it? How unauthentic is this representation? Everybody who were actually there watching, like, who is these niggas? I'm confused on why this is happening. I just wanted to show you, like, the Black community, like, Black Twitter was like, yo, this ain't Black Twitter, B. This ain't us. So I just want to make sure everybody in our audience is quite clear as far as that's concerned. Let's go to the next story. Moving right along. So today's show is going to end a little bit early because I have to go to Fox. So yeah. Still going to try and take some calls though. Let's pull this story up. This story is intriguing. This one here says, controversial pastor says Black men have adopted a mindset of victimization in America. Let's pull this up. This falls in line with what we were just talking about with this victim ass doc that we just experienced the trailer of.
Country. See, they messed us up. I want to talk to my people. They messed us up. They got Black folk mad with America. I can't do anything. I'm a Black man living in America. But I tell you.
Yeah, we're going to have Hotez Ben Todi tonight. It's going to be late. Thank you for the reminder. Hotez Ben Todi, I'm going to be late tonight. I'm probably like 8:15, 8:30. But we will be broadcasting tonight. My bad.
I want to talk to my people. They messed us up. They got Black folk mad with America. I can't do anything. I'm a Black man living in America. But I'll tell you what, that Hispanic man knows he can do something in America.
Uh-oh.
All other men, they're doing everything they can to get in because they know that if you can just get in by hook or by crook, legally or illegally, if I can just get in, I can have a better life. But wicked people have convinced those of us who were born here, you can't have nothing. You can't be nothing. Everybody's against you. You can't get anywhere. And then once you buy that, all you're fitted for now is an orange jumpsuit. You won't apply yourself. You won't see what's there because they filled you with anger and resentment, and they make you think that everybody whose color is different from yours.
Hold on, I gotta stop right there. Cause I made a video. I wonder if YouTube took it down. Oh, it's still there. It's a throwback joint here. So this one's titled Black Lives Matter Killed Sandra Bland. Okay. This one is titled Black Lives Matter Killed Sandra Bland. And I'm going to have to edit this video in a second here. Black Lives Matter Killed Sandra Bland, right? And the premise of this video was basically saying that Sandra Bland wasn't thinking rationally. My new ad is Hotep Jesus. And my name is no longer Ali Shakur. It's now Hotep Jesus. I just wanted to update that. And then there's probably something. Okay, there we go. Save. All right. So everybody remembers Sandra Bland. Sandra Bland was the woman that people thought that the Texas cops killed her in the prison, and you know, there were some discrepancies over her photo where she was laying down. Did she kill herself? It was a whole lot of hoopla. But the fact of the matter is her traffic stop escalated because she was under high amounts of stress. And you saw other clips of her running around screaming Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, and all of that stuff, right? So hold on, let me put this on your screen. So I always thought that the way the control design works is, and it works like this with all races, but it works especially well on women because women are emotional, and that's not a bad thing. So what they do is they attack your emotions, therefore you can't think logically, okay? And then you start acting irrationally. So where she got pulled over, she had a cigarette, and it was just like, just put the cigarette out, you know, because it could be used as a weapon, you know, all this other third. And it's like, yo, if she was calm, I think she would have went home that day, you know? But she definitely, you know, and I don't want to go and pull up that traffic stop now. I don't want to take that much time, but I think she could have handled herself better, but I blamed it on Black Lives Matter, right? And saying, you know, Black Lives Matter keeps telling people that their life is in danger, blah, 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 blah. So when they're pulled over by the cops, they're already in a high stress state because they've seen, you know, countless videos online of Black people having bad run-ins with police. So when you're in a high stress state, when that guy comes to your door, you're not exactly operating out of the calmness that you might usually have when you are yourself. So, you know, that's what this preacher is talking about here. He's saying, you know, when they tell you you can't do nothing and everybody's against you, the only thing left for you is an orange jumpsuit, jail. And that's what happened with Sandra Bland. Black Lives Matter, gaslit. She went out there, thought she was doing something, got into a high stress situation, and where did she land? In jail, and then as a result, deceased. And there's a whole lot of, you know, arguments around that. But this is key to the psyche of the Black American is, you know, don't carry a victim mindset. You know, you can talk about racism and how difficult it is to be Black in America. But when that's all you talk about and that's the primary thing you complain about, it's like it's just not real. Because really what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to say, hey, look, here's the problem. Let's analyze it. And here are the solutions. But what they do is they stay in that problem situation and go, white people have to do something about this. The government has to do something about this. And it's like, bro, you lost a war. Why would you expect your enemy to fix your problems? Like, that's just not, that doesn't make any sense at all. You got to fix your own problems. You got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and fix your own problems. So what are we going to do as a people? You know? So, yeah. Anyway, let's go back.
Doors are out to get you. Now, the same people who are teaching you this stuff, their neighbor is white.
Oh.
Oh, this is a real hotel brother.
Oh. Thank you. Oh, he's spazzing.
Their neighbor is from yours are out to get you. Now, the same people who are teaching you this stuff, their neighbor is white.
Exactly. These same people who carry on this Black people are victims situation, the same people who created the Black Twitter documentary on Hulu have the closest proximity to white people. When we look at AOC, Ilhan Omar, Don Lemon, and countless others, Ketanji Brown Jackson, they talk about all this racism, but at the end of the day, they go home and they sleep with a white man. How does that make sense? White supremacy can't be so bad if you chose to lay in bed with a white person. That makes absolutely no sense. And then you run around telling everybody we victims, we victim, we victim, we victims. No, we victims of Negroes like you. That's what we're victims of. And Marcus Garvey been warned us about these type of people. Not only do they live near these white people, they're hired by the white liberal at Huffington Post and the rest of the publications, MSNBC, you know, you name it. You guys know the usual culprits. And then when you looked at, like, for example, we pulled up the brother's name, right? You always see, look, you said his name was Jason Parham, right? And when you looked at his wiki, what did we find? Right here, media, Gawker, The Fader, Los Angeles Times, New York Times, Atlantic, Village Voice, New York Times Magazine. All of these Boule Blacks are in media to control the messaging. To control the mind. So they take people who have no proximity with real blacks. They take the bourgeoisie, the boule blacks, who have a liberal socialist mindset, and then put them in the upper echelons of media to brainwash us, to program us, to condition us to be victims so that we never actually try to do something. Because if we did something about our problem other than complain about it, the liberal establishment would collapse, at least as far as we're concerned. Right? And that's why they brought those illegals over, because they saw the program and they saw these new blacks wasn't working. They saw nobody paying attention to these new blacks. Joyanne Reed, failure of a show. Don Lemon, failure of a show. The View, failure of a show. All these different shows have shown the failure for them to connect with black people. Black people laugh at these people, and the white liberal tried. They're still trying. But at this point, they've given up and they're moving to the illegals as the new base. Steve Coakley, master breaking this down? Absolutely. Absolutely. But he's right. These people are literally propped up by white people. If white people are so bad, why are you working with them? Why are they hiring you? Why didn't you go and do your own thing?
Those gated communities that they drive off to.
Yup, they all live in gated communities. Yo, Jemele Hill be acting like she ain't rich. She be acting all, oh my God, woe is me, black women, black people. You're rich.
And go home to the people, colors opposite theirs. Some of them fly in to speak to you or to perform funerals when a police officer shoots a black person to perform funerals on their private jets.
Mm.
And when they go home, don't you think one minute they go to a hood.
Mm. Man, listen, he was preaching. Shout out to the Rev. Oh, I didn't have it on the screen on that last segment. All good. Y'all heard it. At least y'all could hear it. Let's go to the next story. That brother was preaching. I had no idea what I was about to get myself into, and I didn't think I would enjoy that so much. Let's go to this next segment. Let's just run through this next segment really fast and see what's going on with AI and the IRS before we get to Gov Greg Abbott.
What we have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim.
How do you use AI to access somebody's accounts? What?
Claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist, and what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure.
Hold up. Somebody's asking for the preacher's name. I don't know. Somebody. I don't know. They didn't. I don't know his name.
That they are paying their taxes. Mm. This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
So, Congresswoman, what's the end game here? Because at the end of the day, you can't put the AI genie back in the bottle, and it's so easy to use these technologies.
Oh, I see the play. I see the play. And the reporter just tells you to play. Listen to the reporter and how she spins this, right? We're talking about the IRS, okay? We're talking about what the IRS is doing wrong, violation of the Fourth Amendment, and then listen to the reporter.
So, Congresswoman, what's the end game here? Because at the end of the day, you can't put the AI genie back in the bottle, and it's...
How did AI become the bad guy? We talk about the IRS. Now, however they searched your you know, AI, you know, snail mail, however they accessed our accounts, you know, the tools don't matter. What matters is who's the criminal and what's the crime. So the play is always attack AI because they want to limit people's use of AI, and they want you to say, hey, you know, let's limit AI, let's put clamps on AI so that the government only has access to AI and you don't, just like they try to do guns and speech. Real slick here by the reporter.
So easy to use these technologies.
Probably shouldn't be criticizing Fox right before I go to Fox. Watch, I pull up in the green room and I see this lady. She's probably gonna cuss me out. I was watching the Griffin Report earlier. I heard what you said about me.
The way that you're suspecting the IRS is, how do you protect American citizens and our constitutional rights?
Well, one of the things is we need a new administration in November because this administration has been...
Oh, my fucking God. All right, let's just finish.
Absolutely lawless in terms of its surveillance of us, of members of Congress, of local officials, of people who are protesters, of voters. This administration has completely ignored the Bill of Rights, whether it's the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. They have weaponized the government against us. So one of the things we have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's something you can fight in court. Get a good attorney, get some good case law, call up Patriot Jay. Hopefully, he can get you out of any debacle. I paid my taxes. My taxes are paid. So, unfortunately they're paid. I don't want no problems. I want them pulling up. I don't want them seizing no accounts. Nah, nigga, take this check, nigga. And I'm not finagling nothing on my sheets. Nope. I'm paying exactly what I'm supposed to pay. I'll take the hit. I'll take the hit. Fuck it. Let's talk about Greg Abbott. So first of all, let's take a look. I put a poll out earlier. It said, did Gov Greg Abbott cancel free speech? We got 42% said yes, 37.9% said no. 20% chose not to participate in the poll. Some guy says yes. Another person says it's all good. It's just against anti-Semitism. We know they can't change the definition of words. Nice sarcasm. He should have just told him to go somewhere like a public park or any place they are wanted. Yes. He said, I dislike that side, but under no circumstance should Governor Abbott have used hate speech as a reason for arresting protesters. Illegal occupation would have worked just fine since they were attempting to set up camps. Somebody says they were trespassing. His tweet has nothing to do with the charges. Well, I think what we're talking about here is the tweet, and we'll get into that in a second. He says, is it possible for a governor to cancel free speech while also combating an insurrection from a sworn enemy of the USA? All right, let's go back. Let's pull up some evidence here as we take Governor Greg Abbott to Hotep Court. Let's put this up on the screen. I think we saw this yesterday. It says here, pro-Hamas idiots. I'm not even going to read his caption. It's just, you know, created for clicks. Yeah, I think we saw this quote yesterday. Dang. He just pushed that lady right out the way. Biggest one. Look at him. Dude, 6'7", just pushed this lady out the way. Poor Ginger. Yeah, we saw this clip yesterday. So let's go back to Governor Abbott's comments, and then let's draw a conclusion if we can here. So let's pull this up. Let's close that, and then we'll bring this one up second, okay? Actually, we'll bring this one up first. Let's bring this one up first. So here's Greg Abbott, and somebody posted this in response to his tweet. But here's Greg Abbott.
Some colleges are banning free speech on college campuses. Well, no more, because I'm about to sign a law that protects free speech on college campuses in Texas. Shouldn't have to do it. First Amendment guarantees it. Now it's law in Texas.
Okay, so that's then. A few moments later, here he is. He says from his official Twitter account, arrests being made right now and will continue until the crowd disperses. These protesters belong in jail. Anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas, period. Students joining in hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled. So, I believe another gentleman had it correct. He said this should be about the occupation. The, for example, when we look at Princeton University, right? So, Princeton University had a similar situation, I believe, this morning. It says here, Princeton University breaks up pro-Palestinian encampment, arrests students, and maybe I can find the video. But basically what Princeton U is saying is it's against school policy for them to congregate like this. And they were using school policy to remove people. Okay, let's go back. I want to read the rest of this. Today we occupy, who is this? Juan Cruz Ferrer. All right, MD, PhD, so it's probably one of the professors. Okay, so let's see. Today we occupied Princeton U in solidarity with the people of Gaza. The university police arrested two students, but they did not and will not silence us. We are stronger than fear. We are joining millions across the U.S. denouncing Israel's genocide in Gaza and U.S.'s complicity. Palestine will be free. So this is here in New Jersey. At the alma mater of Woodrow Wilson. Now let's go back. So here he says, you know, anti-Semitism. So it's like in one regard, he's saying, you know, free speech. Another regard, he's saying anti-Semitism, which would be considered, and he says hate filled. So this is about hate speech, right? And it's about hate is what they're saying. So this is another example of the red wokes. Hybrid said, how do you know it's grifting season? The weather is warm to march protests and occupy places. And it is an election year.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Exactly. So, chat, let's ask the chat. Let's start the poll up in the chat. Did Greg Abbott cancel free speech? Let's see. Let's see what the chat says. And I'm going to open up phone lines for a little bit, let you guys call in and deliberate with me on this and other topics. And if you got questions, I'd love to answer your questions. Yes. It's a lot of yeses coming in. So I think one of the better arguments, I guess, is, you know, Greg Abbott can't cancel the First Amendment, but that's taking my words a little too, what is it? Literal. I'm taking my words a little bit too literal. We're saying, you know, cancel free speech, basically saying, you know, he doesn't believe in free speech if it is about a particular group of people, in this case, Jews. So, you know, so let's think about this. On one side, we got a red woke wants to cancel free speech. On the other side, we got protesters and they're fighting the university. Some people are calling for the arrest. Some people are with Greg Abbott and calling for the arrest of these people. And I was trying to figure out what's a net positive for us all. And like, what's the correct course of action? Like, if you're a staunch conservative, you should say, you know, the university's asked for this. You created this. You deal with the problem yourself, right? That's one way to look at it. I wonder what the university had to say. Let's look it up. Let's see. University of Texas. All right, here we go. Texas Tribune. What did the university say? Because that's important, right? Like, fuck what the governor said. What did the university say? Campus police initially appeared open to negotiation with the protesters. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, what's the campus saying? Okay, and let's proceed from there. And when they arrived, okay, but those efforts fell apart within the first hour. One officer singled out a protest organizer in a gold scarf, saying he would be the first to go. That protester was the first to be arrested. So basically, you gotta find the person that is most likely to incite things, the leader, right? After that, police handcuffed more students using white plastic ties. Officers armed with batons formed a line, pushed protesters back. Okay, we have a Texas alum. Okay, here we go. In a nighttime message to the campus community, University President Jay Hartzell said it was a challenging day for many, but he seemed to defend the actions of police and administrators. Okay. Says here, the protesters tried to deliver on their stated intent to occupy campus. People not affiliated with UT joined them, and many ignored university officials' continual pleas for restraint and to immediately disperse. University did what we said we would do in the face of prohibited actions. In that case, I would have to side with the university and the police. Because it's one thing if students want to protest, right? It's one thing if students want to protest. It's another thing if you got people who don't go to university just showing up. Like, that's what we don't need. Like, let me see your college ID. You ain't got no college ID. Get the fuck out of here. Get off campus. You don't belong here, right? So I agree with the university, you know, basically saying these aren't students. These are people who do not go to the school. They're not attendees of the school. But it's much different from what Greg Abbott is saying. He's saying it's about hate. It's about anti-Semitism. It's about protesters. And that's not the right take. The right take, as a governor would say, these universities are places for students. And the environment is no longer safe for students. So we got to clear it out. We have people that are not attending the school on campus. They don't have any business being on campus. So this is not the play. You want to do this shit? Go do this shit at the park down the street. Go do it somewhere else. But the university must be preserved for students. So I agree with the university. Anybody not going, like if the students want to camp out, you know, check your university policy, whatever, whatever. But when we're talking about, people who not going to university, nah, they gotta go. They gotta go. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you even around college kids? Like, go get a life, go get a job, go do something with your time. Somebody's tagging me in some tweets right now. Hold on, what is this? No, Greg Abbott criticized speech. He finds personally offensive. He also arrested trespassers engaged in occupation. These things are not the same, nor is the content of the speech is justification for removing. Yeah, speech, I don't think, is justification for moving the trespassers. So he disagrees. He disagrees with the chat. Chat 73% says he agreed that he canceled free speech. All right. And this person here, Wizard Benjamin, says no. Greg Abbott criticized speech he finds personally offensive. He also arrested trespassers engaged in occupation of private property. These things are not the same, nor is the content of the speech his justification for removing the trespassers. Well, I think it could be confusing, though, based upon the governor's tweets. It's not, you know, it's like you're mansplaining. You're governor-splaining. No, don't governor-splain. Let the governor speak for himself. He said this is about anti-Semitism and hate-filled speech. This is what he said. Let's stick to what he said. Now, we can talk about, you know, the police as a separate entity, but we're talking about Greg Abbott and his tweet. And his tweet basically signals that he's not for free speech if it is targeting. Oh, my God. The AOC. They said the AOC coin is now making a boobs formation. Oh, my God. The AOC team has lost all control. Shout out to the AOC squad. Got some more dope content coming from that squad. To you soon. But yeah, this is really, really wild. Unprecedented times we're in. Election year. You know how it goes down. Let's go to the phone lines. Text Hotep and Nana 202-596-5631. I'll be right back after this short brief commercial break.